Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the Holy Trinity, and it's based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." That's our text. Please be seated. Well, by God's grace, you have been sustained through half of the year. No, it's not the end of June yet. You have been sustained through half of the church year. Here, where you truly live and have your life now and in eternity. As you look back upon the half year, you cannot help but see where God has kept you within the church year. He has done this through the proclamation of blessed events, the events of Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, the Ascension, and Pentecost. All astounding events on earth in which the hand of God Almighty was evident. All events which reveal God pursuing to rescue man. Pursuing to rescue you. Today you celebrate the feast of the Holy Trinity. You consider the great doctrine of God and how unsearchable He truly is. The Holy Trinity is not only a hard concept to grasp, it's impossible. Do you really think that you get it? Sure, you confess the triune God in the historic Catholic creeds of the Church, each person of the Godhead doing what they do. But then there's that other part of the equation, the three persons in one part. Usually, anytime this is mentioned in conversations, most people cower. Like a student not wanting to get called on by a teacher because they have no idea what the answer to the question is. Well, here is your answer to the Holy Trinity. It's a mystery. Your limited minds cannot fathom the wisdom of God Almighty. In your best attempts at figuring out the one true triune God on your own, you end up applying worldly thinking that doesn't even come close. Take, for example, Nicodemus with Jesus in the Gospel text for today. Jesus reveals the mysterious ways that God works, and Nicodemus gives it a go at figuring it out with his own limited mind. And all he ends up doing is sounding like the rationalistic minds that Luther had to contend against during the Reformation of the Church. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Through his fleshly reason, Nicodemus tried to comprehend God's word at work in the sacrament of Holy Baptism. Do you want this Jesus' response? "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit because his ways are beyond your telling. The good wisdom from God, the law, reveals all of mankind to be sinners in need of redeeming. Here, God levels the field. He makes everyone the same. Jesus means the Lord saves, for he will save his people from their sins. This is the gospel, and the gospel shows the Father's grace. And again, his ways are beyond your telling. The Father sent his Son to die for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. He didn't send his Son to die on the cross because you're not so bad, or because you're at least better than some. The Father sent his Son, and Jesus suffered and died innocently. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man is lifted up for you to stare at, to redeem you back from the clutches of eternal death. Well, it's not because you're smart enough that you believe this. It's because the Trinity is at work. Even though you are of unclean lips, the Spirit creates all of your confessions. Your confession of sin and your confession of faith are all thanks to the Trinity at work, to the Holy Spirit working through the Word. Now, some get perplexed that the gospel text for today deals with holy baptism. When it's Holy Trinity Sunday, why a text on the sacrament of holy baptism when the introit, the comment, and the whole day is supposed to revolve around the Trinity? Well, my friends in Christ, the sacrament of holy baptism is all about the Trinity at work. Sure, the word Trinity is not in the Holy Scriptures, but God's Word does reveal the one true triune God. That triune God is revealed at the very beginning of it all, in the very first words of Holy Scripture, where the Holy Spirit, through that word, proclaims the creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Father created through the Word, who became flesh and dwelt among us, and the Holy Spirit moved over the waters. Here is the Almighty God at work in the beginning, creating everything. The same is happening in the sacrament of holy baptism. God's Word reveals man for what he is, totally born, totally depraved, born not fearing, loving, or trusting in God, born in need of recreation. The triune God, the very same from the beginning of time, is at work in the sacrament of holy baptism, recreating, making holy that which was created in sin. Recreating by the Father through the Word as the Holy Spirit moves over the waters. Can you see this happening? No. For as Luther himself can in his catechetical hymn on baptism, all that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus. Thank you.